Later on, when the kids got big and some of them left, well, we made this, they called it living room. They used to call it a parlor way back, you know. But when I raised up, didn't have no such a thing as a parlor, nothing. It was all bedrooms. When you, people come to see us, they set in the room with a bed in the fireplace at and talk.
This room here is the bedroom in here?
Yeah.
And that room in there?
That's a bedroom.
So now you have two bedrooms, right?
Yeah.
And let's see, is there a wall? But what's back here?
What, where's that at? On the back? What's that between the, there's a wall, I reckon, between the bedroom and the back eye?
Yeah, well, you go out the bedroom and you're in the
Little old kitchen now, yeah.
Is that just one big room in there?
That's just one room.
A little partition called the little dining room.
To itself. Got a partition halfway across with a door, and I walk into the dining room.
Which one's the dining room?
Oh, the south
right
side.
And then back here's a little
porch, half porch on the back side.
Patio.
What about on the front? You have a
just that porch all the way across there. It's 6 foot wide and I believe it's 24 feet long. I don't know. Just a small porch out there.
Do you remember an old fashioned name for porch? Is that what
they called them? Galleries.
Okay.
Old people did. Now they call them porches.
What did the house that you grew up in look like? What did the house that you grew up in look
like? Well, I tell you now, back yonder, we all was poor people raised on the farm. We had an old boxed up house, 4 rooms, 1x12, rough lumber, and it had strips over the crack, and had a rough floor in it, and had wooden shutters. Didn't have even have glass windows or screens or nothing. And of course, you had to shut them windows at night, keep the skeeters from eating you up. Well, now, later on up in years, it got to where people went to putting screen windows in, you know, and glass windows in houses. And when we all got big and Pop got a whole little change, he opened up a little store up here. When we went to work to stand on, he done pretty good up till he died.
How did you get heat in your house? How would you heat the house?
Mr. Kirkwood.
How to heat it? With a chimney. I had a chimney there. And the chimney got so old and rotten I had to tie it down. Brick commenced to fall off it. So I tore the chimney down and walked and closed up that hole and put that sheetrock over it.
That's where it was?
Yeah. And my son-in-law gave me that heater. It's a gas heater. He gave me that heater.
Well,
and I done away with the chimney.
I used
to burn wood. I burnt wood, had a wood stove. Well, later on, I got a coal hall stove, and later on then, I got a gas stove.
Tell me about the fireplace, that open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Well, the fireplace come back, you've seen them old fireplaces, ain't you? Just had a concrete piece down front, you know, come back to the floor, and had dog arms up in the fireplace.
What'd you call that concrete piece?
Concrete slab.
No,
but you had another name for it. We called it a hearth.
A hearth, yeah, that's what they called it. It a hearth.
A hearth?
Yeah.
It came out from the fireplace where we had the car that run out in. You could build it out of concrete or you could build it out of brick.
Some people had it built out of dirt.
But
some of them old houses.
That's what we called it. That's what we know it as a hearth.
Is that what you heard it? Hearth or hearth or?
Yeah.
Now they call it a hearth. We called it a hearth.
And the thing up above the fireplace, you can set things on.
Had a mantelpiece there.